Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
Can't spell shattered without shat or turd.
Like a gut punch to the abdomen.
Some of the funniest shit on the web.
I call it a rock fret.
I like the cut of your jib, gentlemen.
These five are the only protection we have.
The best part of this show is the genuine Hasbro love.
Good night, folks.
And of course, Pat's weekly farts.
Breaking news.
It's very outside of the box.
Nailed it.
I love Friday.
Bob's bacon tackle, now carrying Hasbro.
They truly are your favorite podcast,
Thoughts, prayers, likes, and shares.
Shut up, turd.
A to B. Shut up, turd.
Is that you?
You.
Shattercast.
When are you going to bring Larry back?
My favorite Star Wars podcast.
Shattercast on
like complete fuckers.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and
shut the fuck up, Chip.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Shattercast Uncut, episode 254. I hope that's right. Today we are kind of short because we are on a holiday week, and I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody from Shattercast and all that good stuff. Hope y'all have a wonderful time and safe and fun time with your families, all that good stuff. And so I have today with me, we got two more people. We got T2RX6. We got Justin here joining us. How are you doing, fella?
I am doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm living life, man.
Excellent.
Like I do. And then we also have old Greg from Mercy. How you doing, Gregors?
I'm doing good, Matters. How are you?
I'm good, man. How's that chop doing? Is it good?
Yeah, it always is.
Awesome. It's a good episode.
How's that Fortnite?
It's good. I almost missed a night, man, because Call of Duty got that new Nuketown. I downloaded a new map tonight, and I thought about skipping tonight just to play that, so, you know, but I didn't want Bobby to, you know, jump on me for doing that, so, you know, I didn't play, so, whatever. Anyway, so, well, that's all we had tonight, so let's go back around, and Justin, did you get anything this week?
Transformers-wise, no, but I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with back in the... I want to say, I guess it's late 80s, maybe early 90s. There was a game called Fireball Island. Does anyone remember that game? Like the huge island? Greg, did you say something?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
It had that head that like spun around and like would shoot the fireball down the map and all that stuff.
Yeah,
pretty awesome. It's huge.
It was like a kid's game. It was a game they advertised on TV, right?
Exactly, yeah. So...
Yeah.
It's been remade by a different company and like in a smaller form fitting factor and all that stuff. And, yeah, I finally arrived in the mail. So that's pretty cool. So
what was it called?
Fireball Island.
Fireball Island.
As soon as you see it, you'll be like, oh, I remember that. Like most kids would know it. I don't know how many kids had it. I know my one friend did, and that's the only person I knew who had it, but it's huge. Hmm. The board was like, like 3 feet
long. Yeah, it looks
long.
Pretty big. I don't see it. It looks pretty cool. Like a demon head kind of thing.
So.
I don't remember this game.
Should be fun.
That's pretty cool.
So it was nice that a company came back and kind of recreated it. So
that's cool. Are you on your little cheeks gonna play?
Yeah. When he's old enough not to eat the pieces, we can play.
That's true. That is true. That's cool. So is that all you got, man?
That is it.
Okay. Well, light week. So, Greg, did you get anything this week, man?
I got, did they anything? Oh, I got a $7 Predator from Target.
Nice. Was it a Predator or Alien?
Predator,
okay. Man, I looked. I got the NECA Jason Part 2, Friday 13 Part 2. But I did look at the Aliens. Is there a difference between the blue package and the gold? Is there any difference at all?
Check the packs though, because some of the figures that aren't deluxe edition are still on booster packs, like the Predator, and there's like a Terminator one. There's there's two Predators and the girl, I can't remember her name, from the comic and the books, and then there's like a Terminator skeleton and something else that'll be up on the packs. That's how I got it for $7, because somebody just put them wherever. I was like, honor that shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, they restocked. They got some new stuff, and they got like some of the older stuff I used to see at Hastings, like they're not the ultimate versions, but the predators that were like in the kind of the shape of the body kind of thing. And but I didn't get any of those. But I did look at the alien ones, and I don't know. I don't know if I do. I don't know if I'll get the other thing. Did you get anything else?
No, that was it.
Yeah, and that's what I got was the Friday 13th thing. So nothing traditional. I'm still looking for the siege line. They haven't made it here in the middle of the States. But I'm steadily going every day to look for them. So we'll see. So I guess we'll just move on. I want to do something real quick. What are y'all thankful for? What are y'all thankful for this Thanksgiving this week, since it is Thanksgiving? Justin, what are you thankful for, man?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff to be thankful for. Having a healthy baby, healthy wife. That's probably first.
Yeah.
My friends who have been awesome and understanding about it. You know, you guys. So yeah, there's a lot of things to be thankful for.
Okay. Greg, are you thankful for anything, man?
Hedgehogs and crystal meth.
Nice.
The band or actual crystal meth?
Oh, crystal meth. I might be making it. I might be in that business soon if things at work don't turn around.
Very nice. Make sure it's a blue. It'll sell well.
Yeah. And don't put it in the back of your trunk either, because, man, that could blow up really easily, man. Just saying. I'm thankful for, like, everything, you know, just, you know, my friends and family and my Transformers. You know, I'm thankful for those guys. So, oh, well, I just want to do something a little different. We don't have very much news. So there's nothing really movie. Bumblebee's coming out in a month. Are any of y'all going to see it? I know Greg will probably go see it. I'm going to see it, definitely. Over an hour. Justin, are you going to go see it?
Nah, that'll be I'll probably buy it on Blu-ray when it comes out, but, you know, I'm not going to the theater. It's too expensive.
That's too bad, man. Oh, well. All right, third-party news we got X-Transbots Herald Color Prototypes. And this is... Yeah, this is their Crosscut. Yeah, Crosscut, the masterpiece. This is their retool and recolor of their skids. So, it's pretty cool.
It's interesting. I had a hard time with this because, like, I've been messing with skids. I'm like, I really like skids. You know, like, mm-hmm. I think he's pretty well done. And, like, I always find, like, little things about him that I feel like, I'm like, yeah, you know, that's cooler than I thought he was going to be, like. I was talking to you, Matt. Like I said, I messed with the G1 skids, and I was like, the X-Transbots one is a much more complex G1 skids. Like, most of the transformations the same. Like, the thighs kind of meet the feet the same way that they do on the X-Transbots. I'm like, a lot of it is just a more complicated G1.
Yeah.
And so, like, I kind of like that, and I was like, oh, I could go for this guy. He's pretty cool. But then I'm like, you know, I open it, and I'm like, oh, he's like 80 or 90 bucks. I'm like, eh. I don't know if I necessarily like a character that's not, you know, really identifiable, you know, that much.
Yeah, everybody's just, you know, and everybody's reviews is just like, if another Skids don't come along, you're happy, you know. And I don't think there's going to be a Skids war at all, but everybody was just, you know, content with Skids. And I thought, I like X-Transbots. I've liked what they've been doing lately, and Skids is no, you know, difference. And but I don't know if I really want, I mean, I like the head sculpt on this guy. Looks pretty cool. I just don't know if I need this.
Yeah, like the head sculpt's my favorite part about this, I think.
Yeah. It's really because, you know, Skids didn't have a mouth or anything, so.
Yeah.
But this looks pretty good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. If it was on sale maybe somewhere, you know, 40, 50 bucks, I might pick it up.
The thing about this is, like, I feel like when you have a character like this that is, you know, he's e-hobby, right? He's not, he's not a real character. It's like, if you're gonna make a character like this, like, then I need you to throw in some other, like, accessories or something. Like, it can't be exactly the same thing that Skids is. So you're like, well, he's got a new head. I'm like, but, like, I don't, that the head, it looks cool, but it's not a character I recognize, so who
cares? It's not an $89, you know, good enough head.
Exactly. So
head's never that really worth that anyways.
Yeah, so it's just, it just, like, they need to throw something else in, whether it was, like, some little, you know, human characters or something that, you know, someone would be interested in or something. Just what they did is not enough.
Well, and already, like you said, like we said, you know, Skids is just one of those characters of, like, eh, you know, I'm glad I got it, but then you got another one that, you know, just like, eh, I don't, you know, I really don't want to spend $90 on another Skid's character, or you know, Skid's mold and everything. But I mean, it looks cool. Like I said, if it was on, if it goes on sale, like maybe 40, 50 bucks, I could pick it up because I do like the Skid mold and everything. So, Greg, what about you? You, what do you think about this? Do you even care?
Yeah. I just like the look of him, but
yeah, he doesn't.
G1 character. I don't care how many people refer to G1 character Skids and G1 toy Skids on TF Wiki and in the threads. He's not a fucking G1 toy. Mm-hmm. He's a repaint of a G1 toy that came way later. Yeah. Is there even any fiction for that outside of like a little comic book that was packed in or something?
I don't think so.
So,
no. So. And it just was like, yeah, like I said, it was like just that it was an e-hobby, and it just it was years afterwards, you know, that you got this and everything. So I mean, it's cool. Like, you know, everybody knew it was coming. You know, that's the only thing you probably could get out of the Skids mold. I think you could do the green one. I think they did a green and orange one e-hobby also.
Yeah, that thing came with a set, didn't
it? It came with a what now?
I think it was a set, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a two-pack. It was an e-hobby two-pack. It was Skids and Mudflap. And I think it was Mudflap, I think. Just like the movie characters.
Oh.
Well, no, they did. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was a recolor of Skids. It was the green, and it was a brown one. It might have been called Skids. I don't know. But it was an e-hobby kind of two-pack thing. And it came in, like, in a green box and stuff and everything. But anyways. But, yeah, Crosscut, I don't think. If they dropped the price on it, it might be a maybe. But I don't want to pay another $90 for this mold. So, it looks nice. I like the silver. It's pretty good. Okay. Well, that's it on that guy. So moving on to, Toy World, World One Starscream prototypes. So.
Did we go over Taiho? Or did we skip?
Oh, did I miss something? Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to.
I mean, it's easy because it's the same thing, but, yeah, it's so since I just sidestepped Matt here. Taiho is another X Transbots release, and it's the Skids mold again, but in like police deco. Mm-hmm. And this one kind of grabbed me. Like, I know, again, same thing, I don't care about the character and all that, but like, I am just a sucker for the repaints of police vehicle. Yeah, like. If Make Toys, like, I own the Make Toys Jazz 3 times now, you know, Stepper Jazz and G2 Jazz, I would buy it in a heartbeat again if they made it a police version, you know? Like, I just
I've heard that a lot, too. I was saying that a lot, you know, just the police thing. Like, they bought the new, the Cordon, whatever, the MP Sunstreaker.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, you know, it's such a badass repaint of Sunstreaker. And, yeah, I don't know. I just love the police things. Now, like, you know, Taiho here, he's a guy who's writing parking tickets for people, I think. He's not a very threatening vehicle, but...
Made.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I like the repaint. So this one I did actually go in on, which is more expensive. Really? So, okay. You know, what can you do?
How much was this?
90, I think, is what they had him listed for. I have to double check. But I know he was more expensive than the silver one.
Okay. It looks fun. It looks nice. I mean, like I say, it's kind of a niche for some people. You know, they love the rescue vehicles and the police vehicles and everything. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'll get it or not either. But, you know, Greg, I probably just don't take your fancy either on this one.
Not really, no. I did look up, though, just to correct myself, that Crosscut was a two-pack with Road Rage. And then... That Skids was Quantum Operative Skids, and that came out in 2009.
Okay, but there was a two pack of the, like, it was a G1 recolor. It was green and orange.
That's a Quantum Operative.
Okay, cool. I know, I remember seeing that one. So, man, they're just recoloring the crap out of Skids, man. Yeah. So, moving on now to the Toy World, World War One Starscream prototype. This is, looks pretty cool. I mean, it's for me, you know, it's not going to be for everybody because it's kind of like the old timey design. I love the plane mode. It looks pretty neat. I don't know. People have asked me, is this a Legends or is it an MP scale? And I don't know for sure.
It's a good question. Judging by the pins, I mean, unless they're really huge pins, which they could be. Like, the pins themselves make it look kind of Legends-like, you know?
Yeah, Legends scale. I thought at first it was MP scale, but then somebody pointed out that it, you know, I don't think it is. I think it's a Legends scale. So I guess that they're going with Toy World doing that Wheeljack and the Marlboro, whatever it is. I forgot his name offhand.
Waste gas.
Yeah. And so I guess they're going in on the Legends kind of figures. But this is weird. They're just doing a World War One kind of theme for this. I don't know where they're going with this. So,
well, now, this is Unique Toys or DX9? I can't remember. I don't know.
Toy World.
This is Toy World. Oh, okay. Never mind. I was thinking DX9 because didn't they do... who did that tank from...
That Toy World, I think, isn't it?
Was it? I don't know, because that wasn't that MP scaled.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. I think it might be Unique Toys then.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking this might go with that. That was my initial thing. Yeah, okay. I didn't think it would be great either. So.
Yeah, well, I'm reading this saying this Starscream is based on the one we saw for a few seconds during the last night. The robot mode. Similar to one we'll remember, and alt mode is based on the World War One triplane, Fokker Doctor One, and everything. So I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. I mean, that's cool, you know, but it's cool for me because I'm a big Starscream fan, so I'm definitely gonna get it. But it's just weird they're doing this for a Legend scale, and I don't know where they're going with this line. It's just. I don't know. His hands look really small too, so I'm thinking it's two Legends because it, yeah.
Well, and let me ask you this: like, if this is not a Legends, let's just assume it's not, which I think it is, but let's just assume it's not. Does this thing look good enough to not be a Legends scale toy?
Not with all those pins, man. Like you just pointed out, and they got the screw in there on the leg on the. Side of the leg. No. If this is not a Legends, and then I think it's gonna be a letdown.
Yeah, like looking at the plane mode, like I feel like there's just not enough detail in in the detailed bits that I would expect this to be anything but a Legends.
Yeah, since you pointed out all the pins, yeah, I think this is probably Legends scale. And like I said, I'm looking at his hands. The size of his hands are really small. I don't see this being bigger than a Legend scale. So, I mean, that's cool, but I just don't understand where Toy World's going with this.
Yeah.
What are they going to do next?
It's kind of a weird decision, but who knows?
Yeah.
I have a weird feeling they're going to not pay the designer.
I'm going to take my stuff to Zeta. Whatever. Okay. But I'm getting it, so whatever. But it's just a weird, weird thing. All right, we got next. We got some Iron Factory. We got Tesaurus and Helix. This is their DJD stuff, which now we get all full color picks of. Oh, I'm so excited for this. I cannot wait for this stuff to come out. I love whoever took the pictures too, man. Those are nice pictures.
Yeah, this stuff looks really nice.
I know you're not, y'all are not Legend collectors like I am, but. What do y'all think?
I think it looks pretty fantastic, all things considered.
Yeah.
So I don't think any one of these looks particularly bad. I think that if I didn't know these were Legends, I would think that they're actually bigger.
Yeah. Kind of looks so good.
Are any of these out yet?
No, not yet. I don't know what order they're coming in either. Going out or not, but we saw at TFCon, we saw some prototypes. They had the three smaller ones. They had all of them there, but they didn't have any. The big ones did not have paint on them yet. The smaller ones did, and they have not showed them in combined mode either yet. So,
is this going to be a set, or are they going to release them?
They'll probably release them. They're going to release them individually. And I'm sure down the line, like they did the Bruticus or the recall of the Bruticus, they're going to do a gift set, but they're releasing them individually right now at first.
Depending on timing, I might pick these up. and just have like a little spinning.
Nice.
EJD.
I'm ready to see the combined mode. They haven't showed the combined modes yet, so I'm really excited how they're going to do that.
And the combined mode is Tarn, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which is weird with the little... Oh, no, it's not Tarn. I forgot the... No, it is Tarn, right?
Tarn, yeah. The Colta or whatever, Coltar or whatever it is.
Wait,
so
there's not going to be individual Tarn?
Yeah,
well,
there is
a little Tarn there.
There's a little... A little Tarn there, but he's going to combine into a bigger Tarn. Tarn. Not a big one, but, you know, a good-sized Tarn. So.
Yeah, I think this would be cool. Like, if I was into the IDW fiction, like, I think this is how I would want my... Like, I would really be into wanting a DJD this size, because I feel like it'd be just fun to have on a desk.
Oh, yeah. Because that Bruticus, their Combaticons are really cool. I'm hoping they do, after this, they do some more combiners, because that Brutus is really good, too. So, I'm excited. Iron Factory, their Legends games really is on point. They've got some really good stuff in there, and I'm excited for their new stuff coming out, too. So, I think you should pick up their Jazz.
Shit. Big Bad Toy Store wants $70 a piece for these things.
Probably the bigger ones?
The two bigger ones, yeah. Yeah. And then it looks like... They better be something special, because it looks like Tarn and Kaon. Wait, that's his name, right? Kaon, the electric chair guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get two of those for 60. Like, there's it's a set.
So what are they doing with the other one? There's a third one. The rifle.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know who he comes with.
Huh.
Oh no, that's the one that's Chaos, or that's Voss.
Voss.
So
yeah.
You get Voss and the electric chair in a set for $59.
Then you just get Tarn for by itself?
No, you get Tarn in the. Oh no, that is Voss. Never mind, I take that back. You're right. I see why I confused you, because I confused myself. No, you buy Tarn by himself, and he's $35.99.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Then they got the 2-pack for the other one, and then okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because they're
pretty expensive. No, I'm not gonna lie, Iron Factory does, you know, they're up there, but I don't know. I'm excited.
They made a Tarn whose mask can come off. That's pretty cool for that scale. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's gonna come right off into your carpet, and you're never gonna see it again.
like the guns for the little bumblebees. The new age bumblebee.
Throwing those knives on that perfect effect reflector.
Oh yeah. Well, all the way. Yeah, those were terrible. I dropped the bumblebee one for new age, and it took me forever to find that damn thing. I almost called it quits and said, "Fuck it, you just won't have a gun." Anyways, all right. Moving on. We got Zeta Toys. We got Kronos. We got full color test shots of their masterpiece Superion. And that first pick where he shows the back of him, it looks like he's taking a shit, to be honest. He is squatting hard. But I am pretty excited for this. This thing looks really good. So, just going to put that out there. Anybody else on the Zeta? I don't think y'all are y'all?
No, I'm not in right now, but I mean, just like any other thing, I could be convinced later on. So, I mean... I wasn't in on that Bruticus, and then I got that Bruticus, so.
And you love it.
I do. I mean, I haven't combined it, so I'm assuming I love it, but I love the individual robots, so I'm going to go ahead and assume that the combined mode is at least just as good, so.
Greg, are you in on these? Didn't you get the first two?
I got the first one, and I wasn't super impressed with it. I'm thinking about Bruticus. No, I didn't get any of these.
Okay. Are you in Fan Toys, I guess, then?
I don't know. It just depends.
Okay. I'm definitely in on these. I got the first two, and I like them. They're pretty good. And I'll get the rest. They're originally priced, you know. I like the price of them. And I don't make it the Fan Toys ones, too. I don't know, but we'll see. I like this. It looks really good combined. I'm hoping. And that back looks pretty clean, too. It's not too hateful with that... little backpack on there, but I think a combined one looks really, really beast. I like it.
That little backpack back there?
Yeah, it's got a little backpack. Just a little bit. Just a
little happy little backpack.
Yeah, happy little backpack.
That first picture, he's really happy. God, he's squatting. He's squeezing hard. All right. That's cool. I'm definitely in for that. And next we got another Iron Factory heavy metal. And we got a G2 Sideswipe. So this looks really neat too. Iron Factory is doing some good stuff.
Well, Iron Factory already had a Sideswipe, right? So like this is just obvious repaint of that.
Yeah. I think a different head too.
Yeah.
I think he's got a scowly face or something.
And the wheels. I mean there's retooling to it as well, but
The wheels. Yeah, I think it looks good. And it comes with some nice sword. Swords on the back. That's really cool. It's got two new guns. And the Karma looks pretty badass. That looks weird that they got the spikes on there, but it's still pretty badass. I like it.
I think it makes them look a little bit more like mean, I guess.
Menacing.
Yeah. Menacing's a good word, I think, yeah. Are those guns and stuff brand new for this guy?
Yes. And the sword. They're two different guns and one. So it's a pretty good retool. And some new weapons. And plus you can store them on top. That's really cool.
Yeah. So this takes me all the way back to our first X-Transbots piece of news. Like, if you're just going to repaint it, like, do something to make it more interesting. Like, new weapons like this guy has. Like, you don't need give me spiked wheels or something like that. But, like, a new weapon would have been good, you know?
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Especially, he's got the sword and two new guns. That's pretty cool. I need to get that two-pack. He came in a two-pack with him and a Sunstreaker. And I need to get those too, but I'll definitely be getting this guy. He looks pretty good. So I got the Red Alert. That's a good one. They're getting their money's worth, as usual. All right. Well, folks, that is all the news. Unless we got anything else to talk about, I guess we can move on to the question. The only question we have. It's going to be a short night, man. Shoot, I might make it to breaking the mold.
I was looking. That's weird. I was trying to find it. I was trying to find the page again. So this G2 Sideswipe is almost an inch taller than Tarn.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. But, whatever.
An inch taller than Tarn?
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
He's like 4.75 and Tarn's 3.93, I think is what it said.
Well, yeah, I mean, but plus he's a combiner, though, so I guess, I don't know where, like I said, I'd like to see a combined shot of that, of the DJD, see where all these things are going to go. That's weird. Yeah, well, Iron Factory has always had weird kind of scale. I mean, you know, they got a big old iron, the Ultra Magnus is huge, and they got a Scorponok that's barely, almost a little bigger than Ultra Magnus. And then they got small things and everything. So their scale is really off on Legends stuff with other companies, even with themselves too. So.
Oh, there is a combined mode picture.
You have that?
For Iron Factory?
Yeah.
I mean, for the, really?
Yeah, I'll post it.
I didn't see that. Wow.
It's just a big old time.
Wow. So I guess those two bots, one's going to be the legs, kind of, and then the other one's going to be the upper chest or whatever, torso area?
I don't fucking know.
Is that it, really? Huh.
It's under the listing for articulated fingers. It's under the listing for the two-pack of Voss. And, yeah, I see Voss's little legs hanging up on the back, so I don't know where what he does, what his purpose is.
Oh, he's just hanging on for dear life, probably.
The thing about this that I think is going to interest me the most is just, like, how are all these different colored bots going to mesh?
It's going to be like a G2 mesh of everything.
I see what it is. This is lazy. Like, it's one thing if it's 2 foot tall combiner, or almost 2 foot tall. It's another thing if it's a fucking Legends. Okay, so look at his gun. Mm-hmm. All that is Helix? Is that his name, the electric chair? Anyway, all that is him folded up with a shell over him to make him into a gun.
Oh, and I see where his shoulder things or whatever, that little electrocution things.
Yeah, and I think Voss just kind of hangs off the back, sort of, and fills in the sides. It looks like there's going to be a lot of parts, like extra parts. It looks like...
looks like the two bots are going to make up the two main, the main body. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah, because that's the smelting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the torso, and that's a really uncomfortable looking robot face on his chest. There's two of them actually.
Grr. I mean, it might be late. I'm still excited though. Their combiners are so far been really good. So, or the combiner they have.
You see the feet of two other robots like sticking up behind the knees. So there's just a shell that clamps on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm still excited. Come on, Ironbreaker, get your stuff out. I like it. All right. Well,
I mean, the individual modes look good, and like I don't know if I was buying these, I'm not sure if I'd be looking for buying a combined mode specifically. Okay. But
that's true. Yeah. Okay.
I was just gonna say that's kind of like the point though. Like they were so lazy in making it, in forcing a combiner. Like why even bother?
And so yeah, I think when these first came out, I said when we saw them, I said I don't even think they need even to be to even combine them. I think people would have bought them just because they're DJD. I mean the combining I guess is a bonus, you know, for people. But I think if they just sold these as individuals and they didn't combine, I think they would have still sold well. I mean, I definitely would have bought them, so but that's just me. Anything else? You want to read this question? Who wants to read this question? Me or you or Justin? You read better than I do.
Do I read better? Hate reading.
Or you
let me, hold on one second. I got that. Make this that time note here. And on to the question. So, this is from MP Collector, of course. who else would it be from? Let me make sure I didn't miss any. Dear SCU crew, in the last few years, we have gotten some amazing LEGO sets related to some of our favorite 1980s nerd franchises. The massive Ghostbusters Firehouse and the recent Lion Voltron sets were both really impressive, and the Tron light cycles were pretty cool, too. Would you guys be interested in LEGO releasing homages to any of our other favorites from the 1980s? If so, which ones? There are a bunch of oddities I'd like to see LEGO tackle, like GoBots, the Guardian Command Center, if it was done as well as their Voltron was. What, if anything, would you guys want to see LEGO do? I realize this might be more of a Justin question, but I figured it couldn't hurt to toss it out there for the rest of the crew. MP Collector.
Wow, Legos. GoBots. Why did they say GoBots? Just a bunch of GoBots.
So, like, my original, like, my... kind of my thought behind this is, like, I really enjoyed, like, the idea that the Creo... God damn it. Creo Ghostbusters, god damn it. G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Did, like, the idea of the cars with, like, you know, like a small-scale G.I. Joe, I think is awesome. And I think that that's something that really could work well with LEGO, and I think it could have worked well with Creo, but, like, the sets just were kind of uninspired, like, the few of them there were, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I would like to see something like that. I think, like, the Command Center would be cool. The problem is, like, your minifigures would have to be your actual, like, GoBots, and, like, I don't think that would work. Like, I don't necessarily think that the Creo stuff was, like, the Transforming Creos. Do you remember when they did them?
Yeah, I bought a lot of those.
Yeah, I have a number of them, too. I'm like, yeah, they're just not really, in the grand scheme of things, that successful to me, mm-hmm. I feel like. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I necessarily want that.
They had some, like, the sets, they were in boxes or something that came with different weapons and, you know, like a stand and everything. Those were pretty cool. You could change out, and they had, like, chrome weapons and stuff, and those were pretty cool. I guess they were, you know, they were all right for what they was, you know, and I bought a lot of them, actually.
I thought you were going to say the exclusive box that was, like, the G1 yearbook or something like that.
Oh, the San Diego Comic-Con one?
If I could, I bought a few of them just out of curiosity, but mm-hmm. if I could go back, I would have bought those two sets and mounted them on the wall somehow.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been a good mounting thing. But I bought a lot of, like I said, those packs, and I bought the little single, you know, rip or whatever tear things. I bought a lot of those and everything. And I think they're all right. Like I said, you know, they were a few bucks, you know, but that set was pretty cool that they did for San Diego Comic Con. That would have been good.
Yeah, I think that was a cool set.
One, I think too.
So what other things, like? So, like, I feel like Transformers and GoBots is, like, the obvious thing given our podcast. But, like, what other franchises do you think would lend itself well to, like, a Lego-type thing?
That hasn't been made yet?
Yeah.
Oh. He-Man?
I could see that. I have a fair number that I feel like could do pretty well.
Weren't there like He-Man little Lego type figures though?
They're like Mega Blocks, I think, or something. Like
yeah. Mega Blocks, yes. I've got some of those. I bought some Halo Mega Blocks. They're pretty cool.
I had one of those. The Halo ones came in the tubes, right?
Yeah, they got like weapons and stuff.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, I got some cool ones.
One box or something. Yeah.
Another Lego that has not been made. Hasn't Lego like touched everything?
They've touched a lot.
Uncle
Lego.
Yeah, Uncle Lego over there on the side, like,
show me where the Lego touched.
Got some candy. What do you think, Justin? I can't think of anything that they have not that would be good for Legos they have already touched or they've done.
Thundercats. You can make a Thunder Tank that comes with a little Lego minifigure Panthro. You can make like their lair. You could make Mumra's place.
Yeah. Oh, what they did, like you said, G.I. Joe, what they did, like the command center or the Terror Dome, or was it the Terror Dome?
And that's the stuff that I think that Creo should have done. They should have done, like, those bases, and they should have done, you know, more than, you know, what they did. Like, a lot of it were just, you know, they had some of those play sets, but then they had, later on, they're like, well, nobody wants to buy this, so we're just gonna put out these little play sets with like an ATV, and like who wants that, you know, like
yeah. Oh, they could do video games, like I said, like Halo. Mega Bloks does Halo, but they could do Halo and Call of Duty, yeah. You know, and you could build up sets like that and stuff. That would be pretty cool, I think.
Mm-hmm. I know Mega Bloks has done Ninja Turtles, but I feel like Lego could do some killer little Ninja Turtles, you know, and like, you know, you could easily make like little pieces that make up like large swaths of other characters, you know, and then suddenly turn Lego into something that's more, or turn Ninja Turtles into something that, like, I don't want to say more affordable for the figures, but like, you know, with the little minifigures you could just have tons of those crazy characters on a shelf.
What'd you say, Greg?
I was gonna say I think Lego would lend itself well to any video game from the 80s.
Yeah,
because they were funny. But like you could have like
Contra.
Yeah, well you could do you could do Mario and have like Bowser's Castle and have the regular castle or have a dungeon set like. And
that'd
I think
be cool, dude.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool.
And Zelda as well.
Yeah, Zelda. Yeah, all those like Qbert.
Like the temples or the dungeons or whatever the hell you called them. And just do them as open, so like you looked over at the top and you saw the little rooms.
Nice, Castlevania, dude. I would like a Captain Planet set. I'm not gonna lie.
Man, you know what sounds good right now?
Some chicken and dumplings.
Well, close. Some Lego wall meat.
chicken and waffles.
Well, no, you remember Castlevania. You have to whip the wall and get the turkey leg out and eat it for health.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Dude, you know what I've been watching lately on YouTube? Like the world records of going through all these old games like Castlevania and Zelda and
like
going through
games,
real quick.
Quick games done quick, yeah.
I've been watching them lately. It's amazing. I'm like, golly, that's awesome.
It's pretty insane what people can do.
Yeah, Castlevania was like 11 minutes. I'm like, god dang. Contra, they did Contra, and I was like, it took me forever to defeat Contra. But they went through it. He was doubles. As a doubles match, and they went through, and just I was like, god dang, man.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to see Lego Mega Man.
That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. I think, like you said, the old video games would be pretty sweet to build, you know, bases and stuff out of that stuff.
Have any of you guys played the new Mega Man 11?
I have not.
I have not. I've seen y'all been talking about you and some other people in the chat.
It's like all the nostalgia of the old Mega Mans, but with all the frustration of modern video games.
Nice. Oh, that's cool.
So I finally got to Dr. Wily's castle, like, after an impossible final robot stage. Like, it was almost impossible. Like, I barely made it. In fact, I think the game glitched with its the when it senses when it touches your character, I think it glitched, and that's the only reason I won, because there's this level with this huge firewall that just goes all the way across it in certain sections, and you have to outrun it, but it's super fast, and I think the hit detection, that's the term I'm looking for, I think the hit detection was off, because that thing clearly was touching me, and I didn't explode, but I made it to the gate, and I wasn't gonna argue. I wasn't going to call Nintendo and be like, hey, you got a glitch in your game.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what about Metroid? That'd be a good set.
Oh, well, I love me some Metroid.
Cool.
I'd love a giant ass Ridley.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Or not Ridley. Yeah, Ridley. Yeah, the big dragon. Yeah.
What about like horror films that you could do Lego, or like Alien, or Friday 13th, Nightmare. You could build like your little dials of Legos and just. That might be cool.
Man, I wish this kid would shut the fuck up. That's just not something they can market to kids though. And the Lego is kind of a kid friendly.
Ah, yeah, that's true. Do y'all ever? I mean, do y'all buy Legos at all? Either one of y'all?
No.
I mean, I have the Ghostbusters firehouse. I buy usually the Ghostbusters related things, but I don't go crazy on Lego. It's something that, like, if I had no other interests, I could definitely see myself being interested in, because like that whole the little cities and all that stuff, like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
it takes a lot of room. I've always gone, the Legos are all over by where the Transformers and all that stuff is usually. And me and Belisa go down that aisle. And I've always asked, I was like, would you want to build Legos? Like, get some sets, like Marvel sets or some, those sets. And she's like, nah, not really. But I've always thought about grabbing a couple and just building some sets and everything. But I never do it. Oh, well. All right. Well, folks, that was Sharecast episode 254. Short and sweet. Like I said, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and everybody gets to spend time with their family and have a great time and be safe, all that good stuff. Y'all have anything else to say? Anybody? Or?
Nope. Just be safe. Nope. It's a dangerous time of year.
So. It is. Yeah, be safe. Yeah, and like I said on Facebook, if you go Black Friday shopping, make sure you turn the camera phone sideways, so for the fights. Don't leave it. Stick it straight up, okay?
If you guys are sports fans and you're doing any Black Friday shopping or Cyber Monday, let me know, because I got some deals on some pictures.
Deals. I get to watch the Redskins and Cowboys play Thursday, so I'm excited for the Skins with the Cowboys. And the Eagles are sucking this year. Yay.
Lost to the Browns that first preseason game. Like, if you lose, if the Super Bowl champions of last year lost to the Browns, like, their seasons, but
it's pretty bad. The question is, though, given that pretty, the horrific ankle injury that's been had, how's the Skins gonna end up doing?
Smith? He broke his leg. He did it, and this is weird. The same 33 years ago, Joe Theismann, when he broke his leg. Yep. And everything, and it was the same score as the game was also. Yep. It's just weird. There's some weird shit going on. And I'm confident in Colt McCoy. He can throw the ball down. He moves the ball better than I think what Alex Smith was doing. And you could tell when he came in, we almost actually won against the Texans. And so I'm excited for it. I hope he beat the Cowboys last time he started. And so I want them to shut out the Cowboy fans, because I'm sick of seeing them. They think they won the Super Bowl because they won two in a row, and it just makes me sick. But anyways, I'm just rambling. I could talk about football all the time. Anyways, thank y'all once again for listening to us. Like I said, be safe and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And hopefully we'll have everybody back for next week, and we'll have a longer episode.
Yep.
And most importantly, watch out for Uncle Lego. Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that perv. And he will be looking on the side of the aisle, anyways. All right. Good night, folks.
See you.
And my personal favorite, the well-established gentleman's show, Stasis Lock.
At Real Robot and Fear Corps.
I am Ratchet.
Third Party TF Crashers and Open Your Toys Podcast.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. Its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit for your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now.
Shut up!